Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I've got news for you. I'm going to be selling all of my stocks, and today I'm going to tell you why. But before we do that, wherever you're listening to the show, look on that app or website for the Write a Review section. I would love it if you leave me a 5-star review for this show if you like the kind of content I'm bringing to you 3 times a week. We talk about investments here all the time, and this is an investment in me, but also in the content that you receive. So take the time to make that free investment in your journey by leaving a 5-star review for the show. When you get back, we'll jump right in. No clickbait, right? I'm going to be selling all of my stocks. But why? Is it because I think the market is going to crash forever? No. Is it because of this new coronavirus strain? No. Is there something that I know that you don't know? Nope. Then why? The answer is cash flow. Cash flow is key to acquiring assets, and as we said before on this show, assets are the key to wealth. Equity is a secret sauce that they don't teach us about in school. Even many financial advisors don't talk equity. So much of the advice out there is about getting a better wage or protecting what you already have. The move I'm making now is about the prerequisite to acquiring more equity. So I'm selling my equity to create cash flow to then buy equity in the future. Confusing. Right now, I have only 2 sources of income. I don't count the appreciation of my stock holdings or my crypto holdings. The goal, create more sources of income. The question is, when I sell my stocks, what am I going to buy? My girlfriend and I took a road trip and we talked about a few options. The most popular idea at the time being that we'd buy a car and rent it on Toro, like a Tesla or something. Step one, learn the basics. Step two, take aggressive action. And step three, learn the specifics. Right? I don't plan on learning every little detail before I get started. Right? I just got to learn a little bit and then take aggressive action. So I've got the course. Right? That's step one, learn the basics. I got a Toro course and I have the funds ready to go sitting in my stock portfolio. The goal, right? Form a company, purchase a car using either business credit or cash, to buy the car and rent it on Turo and use about 70 to 80% of the cash flow to pay off the principal and expenses, right? I want to pay off this debt quickly, or at least get the majority of it paid off quickly, and obviously cover the expenses like taking care of the car, etc. 10% will be used to purchase crypto, and I'll be using that crypto. The crypto is going to stay in the company's name, right? It's going to sit and grow, and I'm going to have that equity there for the company instead of holding just straight cash. That way, if I wanted to, I could pay myself in crypto, or I could then convert it to cash and pay myself later on down the road, of course. And the last 10%, or roughly 10%, will come to us, and I'll probably use that to buy more crypto in our name or to buy a very attractive stock should the stock market come down very aggressively. I can use some of that money to buy some stocks at a discount and rebuild that portfolio that I just liquidated. Now, after the course, I'll have a better idea of my profit targets and how I can best position the returns to clear debt and turn it into cash flow. Because I first have to make sure that the cash flow coming in is positive, right? That I'm making more than enough money to cover the car note, the insurance on the car, maintenance, oil changes, brakes, tires, things like that. Things that are going to come up when you're having a car being driven around. And also just upkeep of the car. And then once I'm able to clear that monthly debt and turn into a positive cash flow, then the company that we form will be able to purchase other assets, right? So now the company is generating positive cash flow. We don't have to keep reinvesting in that one car to make sure that we're getting positive net return. Now that extra cash that's kicking off, especially once I pay off the principal, that can go to buying other assets, right? So now the company is buying assets for me and the assets are paying for themselves. I'm generating a cash machine. So I can buy other cars. I can buy Airbnbs. I can do a lot of different things. So that is the goal, right? Generating cash flow, creating this money machine, adding another source of income, and having that income buy more income. And like I've said in the past on this show, it's important to have multiple asset classes, not just stocks, which are paper assets, and not just crypto, which is digital, I guess, right? No. I mean, technically, it is paper assets too. So that's why I'm selling my stocks. It's time to stop buying assets with my own money and time for someone else to pay for it. I'll keep you posted on the moves, and I'm posting news and other information in the Discord. If you've been wondering, we haven't really talked too much about the current state of the market here on the show, but I am posting in the Discord. So go check it out. I'll click the link in the description. And also, go leave a 5-star review. I can't forget. And for you to remember and never forget, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, right? Don't seek security. Seek adventure.